And now...
Ballet. Now, what pictures does that knot conjure up? Splendid, sturdy chaps in the full flower of their manhood. That's one of the pictures it doesn't conjure up. Still, no festival would be complete without a ballet. And so when I saw a poster advertising the ballet Boner, I thought I'd pop along to their rehearsals and see how they were getting on. Hello, are you the ballet Boner?
Yes, I'm Julian. This is my friend Sandy.
Or actually, to use our stage names, Julinski and Sandaev.
Yes, Sandaev.
Yes. Well, how nice to bow to your eek again. What brings you trolling in here, then?
Well, I'd heard you were presenting a new ballet now. Yes,
yes,
good. Could you tell me something about it?
Yes, of course. It's called L'Après Midi d'Angoisse.
Yeah. That's your actual French, you know. That's your French.
Surely it should be L'Après Midi d'Angoisse.
Oh, well, you see, we went up this costumier's, but they didn't have no fawns costumes left, did they?
Not one.
So all he had was this goose left over from the panto. Oh. It's actually got a trap door in it for dropping your golden egg out of. Isn't it, though?
Yeah. What actually is the story of the ballet?
Oh, the story. Well, you see, Julia is the goose king.
I'm King Goose.
He's the King Goose, you see. And I am the hunter, Prince Roderick the Mighty, you see. And I'm trolling through this here forest. You see, I come across this lovely creature.
That's me.
Yeah, he looks better in the skin, actually. No, anyway, I vada this goose here, you know, cruising about on this magic pool. So what happens? What happens?
Well, what?
I'll tell you what happens. I'll tell you what happens. Here, I whip out my crossbow. And I do a pas de chant all round the stage. Don't I? Pas de chant all round the stage.
Very butch. Very butch.
Very good, you see. Then I take aim and fire and transfix him with me magic barb. Oh, it's lovely. Then he does the dance of the dying goose.
Well, I'd like to see him.
Yes.
Do you think he'd do it for me now?
Ask him, Ducky. Ask him.
All right. Would you die for me?
Oh, gladly.
There he goes, you see, there he goes, you see, there he goes, he's dying now, look at him flapping away there, oh, flap, go on, girl, go on, flap, oh, no, it's very pathetic, though, isn't it?
Yeah, you took the word right out of my mouth.
There he goes, he's going, he's going, he's ebbing away, now, wait a minute, he's coming back, oh, yeah, oh, no, he's going again, he's going, look the way he's all curled up there, curled up like a little ball. Ah, bless him. Yeah, what's that?
Got me beak caught up me trap door.
Oh, hold on.
Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute.
All right.
Oh, that's better.
Oh, good.
Right. Okay. Now, at the final flutter of my broken wings, I stagger back to the magic pool and plunge in.
And filled with remorse, I leap into the pool after him. And after a breathtaking pas de deux, we expire together. The whole denouement smacks more than a little of the definitely fab you loathe us.
Of course.
Fab you loathe us.
Yeah. Of course, we know we're a little far out. But if we get the critical acclaim we deserve, I mean, it's be a world tour. Monte Carlo.
Yeah, Monte Carlo.
Lincoln Centre. Bolshoi.
Covent Garden.
But if it doesn't succeed.
Well, I suppose back to washing up at the corner house, isn't it?